Chapter 30. That word beginning with a W, which ought to be Windsor, and brought me a very handsome rallying letter from Dr. Arbuthnot, to tell me he had, in compliance to me, given up his brother's pretensions in favor of Burnage, this very morning, that the Queen had spoken to Mr. Granville, to make the company easy in the others having the captainship. Whether they have done it to oblige me or no, I must own it so. He says he this very morning begged Her Majesty to give Mr. Burnage the company. I am mighty well pleased to have succeeded so well, but you will think me tedious, although you like the man, as I think. Windsor, 28. I came here a day sooner than ordinary, at Mr. Secretary's desire, and supped with him and Prior, and two private ministers from France, and a French priest. 6. I know not the two ministers' names, but they are come about the peace. The names the secretary called them, I suppose, were feigned. They were good rational men. We have already settled all things with France, and very much to the honor and advantage of England, and the Queen is in mighty good humor. All this news is a mighty secret. The people in general know that a peace is forwarding. The Earl of Strafford, 7, is to go soon to Holland, and let them know what we have been doing. And then there will be the devil and all to pay, but we'll make them swallow it with a pox. The French ministers stayed with us till 1, and the secretary and I sat up talking till 2, so you will own 'tis late, sirs, and time for your little saucy presto, to go to bed and sleep at easy, and God bless poor little MD. I hope they are now fast asleep, and dreaming of presto. 29. Lord Treasurer came tonight, as usual, at 8:30, as dark as pitch. I am weary of chiding him, so I commended him for observing his friend's advice, and coming so early, etc. I was 2 hours with Lady Oglethorpe, 8, tonight, and then supped with Lord Treasurer, after dining at the Green Cloth. I stayed till 2, this is the effect of Lord Treasurer's being here, I must sup with him, and he keeps cursed hours. Lord Keeper and the Secretary were absent, they cannot sit up with him. This long sitting up makes the periods in my letter so short. I design to stay here all the next week, to be at leisure by myself, to finish something of weight I have upon my hands, and which must soon be done. I shall then think of returning to Ireland, if these people will let me, and I know nothing else they have for me to do. I gave Dr. Arbuthnot my thanks for his kindness to Burnage, whose commission is now signed. Methinks I long to know something of Stella's health, how it continues after Wexford waters. 30. The Queen was not at chapel today, and all for the better, for we had a dunce to preach. As he has a little of the gout. I dined with my brother Masham, and a moderate company, and would not go to Lord Treasurer's till after supper at 11 o'clock, and pretended I had mistaken the hour, so I ate nothing. And a little after 12 the company broke up, the keeper and secretary refusing to stay, so I saved this night's debauch. Prior went away yesterday with his Frenchmen, and 1,000 reports are raised in this town. Some said they knew one to be the Abbe de Polignac. Others swore it was the Abbe du Bois. The Whigs are in a rage about the peace, but we'll wear it. 9. Them, I warned, boys. Go, go, go to the Dean's, and don't mind politics. Young women, they are not good after the waters. They are stark not. They strike up into the head. Go, get 2 black aces, and fish for a Manilio. October 1. Sir John Walter, 10, an honest drunken fellow, is now in waiting, and invited me to the Green Cloth today, that he might not be behindhand with Colonel Godfrey, who is a Whig. I was engaged to the mayor's feast with Mr. Masham, but waiting to take leave of Lord Treasurer, I came too late, and so returned sneaking to the Green Cloth, and did not see my Lord Treasurer neither, but was resolved not to lose 2 dinners for him. I took leave today of my friend and solicitor Lord Rivers, who is commanded by the Queen, to set out for Hanover on Thursday. The secretary does not go to town till 2 morrow, He and I, and two friends more, drank a sober bottle of wine here at home, and parted at 12. He goes by 7 tomorrow morning, so I shall not see him. I have power over his cellar in his absence, and make little use of it. Lord Dartmouth and my friend Lewis stay here this week, but I can never work out a dinner from Dartmouth. Masham has promised to provide for me. I squired his lady out of her chaise today, and must visit her in a day or two. So you have had a long fit of the finest weather in the world, but I am every day in pain that it will go off. I have done no business today, I am very idle. 2. My friend Lewis and I, to avoid overmuch eating and great tables, dined with honest Jemmy Eckershall, 11, clerk of the kitchen, now in waiting, and I bespoke my dinner. But the cur had your acquaintance Lovett, the gentleman porter, to be our company. Lovett, towards the end of dinner, after 20 wrigglings, said he had the honor to see me formerly at Moor Park, and thought he remembered my face. I said I thought I remembered him, and was glad to see him, etc., and I escaped for that much, for he was very pert. It has rained all this day, and I doubt our good weather is gone. I have been very idle this afternoon, playing a 12-penny picket with Lewis. I won 7 shillings, which is the only money I won this year. I have not played above 4 times, and I think always at Windsor. Cards are very dear. There is a duty on them of 6d a pack, which spoils small gamesters. 3. Mr. Masham sent this morning, to desire I would ride out with him, the weather growing again very fine. I was very busy, and sent my excuses, but desired he would provide me a dinner. I dined with him, his lady, and her sister, Mrs. Hill, who invites us tomorrow to dine with her, and we are to ride out in the morning. I sat with Lady Oglethorpe till late this evening, then was going home to write, looked about for the woman that keeps the key of the house. She told me Patrick had it. I cooled my heels in the cloisters till 9, then went into the music meeting, where I had been often desired to go, but was weary in half an hour of their fine stuff, and stole out so privately that everybody saw me, and cooled my heels in the cloisters again till after 10. Then came in Patrick. I went up, shut the chamber door, and gave him 2 or 3 swinging cuffs on the ear, and I have strained the thumb of my left hand with pulling him, which I did not feel until he was gone. He was plaguily afraid and humbled. 4. It was the finest day in the world, and we got out before 11, a noble caravan of us. The Duchess of Shrewsbury in her own chaise with 1 horse, and Miss Touchett, 12, with her, Mrs. Masham and Mrs. Scarborough, 1 of the dressers, in 1 of the Queen's chaises, Miss Forrester and Miss Scarborough, 13, 2 maids of honor, and Mrs. Hill on horseback. The Duke of Shrewsbury, Mr. Masham, George Fielding, 14, Arbuthnot, and I, on horseback too. Mrs. Hill's horse was hired for Miss Scarborough, but she took it in civility. Her own horse was galled, and could not be rid, but kicked and winced. The hired horse was not worth 18d. I borrowed coat, boots, and horse, and in short we had all the difficulties, and more than we used to have in making a party from Trim to Longfields. 15. My coat was light camlet, faced with red velvet, and silver buttons. We rode in the great park, and the forest about 12 miles, and the Duchess and I had much conversation. We got home by 2, and Mr. Masham, his lady, Arbuthnot and I, dined with Mrs. Hill. Arbuthnot made us all melancholy, by some symptoms of bloody U-E. He expects a cruel fit of the stone in 12 hours. He says he is never mistaken, and he appears like a man that was to be racked tomorrow. I cannot, but hope it will not be so bad. He is a perfectly honest man, and one I have much obligation to. It rained a little this afternoon, and grew fair again. Lady Oglethorpe sent to speak to me, and it was to let me know that Lady Rochester, 16, desires she and I may be better acquainted. 'Tis a little too late, for I am not now in love with Lady Rochester. They shame me out of her, because she is old. Arbuthnot says he hopes my strained thumb is not the gout, for he has often found people so mistaken. I do not remember the particular thing that gave it me, only I had it just after beating Patrick, and now it is better, so I believe he is mistaken. 5. The Duchess of Shrewsbury sent to invite me to dinner, but I was abroad last night when her servant came, and this morning I sent my excuses, because I was engaged, which I was sorry for. Mrs. Forrester texted me yesterday about the history of the maids of honor. 17, but I told her fairly it was no jest of mine, for I found they did not relish it altogether well, and I have enough already of a quarrel with that brute Sir John Walter, who has been railing at me in all companies ever since I dined with him, that I abused the Queen's meat and drink, and said nothing at the table was good, and all a d lie, for after dinner, commending the wine, I said I thought it was something small. You would wonder how all my friends laugh at this quarrel. It will be such a jest for the keeper, treasurer, and secretary. I dined with honest Colonel Godfrey, took a good walk of an hour on the terrace, and then came up to study, but it grows bloody cold, and I have no waistcoat here. 6. I never dined with the chaplains till today, but my friend Gastrell and the Dean of Rochester 18 had often invited me, and I happened to be disengaged. It is the worst provided table at court. We ate on pewter. Every chaplain, when he is made a dean, gives a piece of plate, and so they have got a little, some of it very old. One who was made Dean of Peterborough, a small deanery, said he would give no plate. He was only Dean of Peterborough. The news of Mr. Hill's miscarriage in his expedition, 19, came today, and I went to visit Mrs. Masham and Mrs. Hill, his two sisters, to condole with them. I advised them by all means to go to the music meeting to dash night, to show they were not cast down, etc., and they thought my advice was right, and went. I doubt Mr. Hill and his admiral made wrong steps. However, we lay it all to a storm, etc. I sat with the secretary at supper, then we both went to Lord Treasurer's supper, and sat till 12. The secretary is much mortified about Hill, because this expedition was of his contriving, and he counted much upon it. But Lord Treasurer was just as merry as usual, and old laughing at Sir John Walter and me falling out. I said nothing grieved me, but that they would take example, and perhaps presume upon it, and get out of my government, but that I thought I was not obliged to govern bears, though I governed men. They promised to be as obedient as ever, and so we laughed, and so I go to bed, for it is colder still, and you have a fire now, and are at cards at home. 7. Lord Harley and I dined privately today with Mrs. Masham and Mrs. Hill, and my brother Masham. I saw Lord Halifax at court, and we joined and talked, and the Duchess of Shrewsbury came up, and reproached me for not dining with her. I said that was not so soon done, for I expected more advances from ladies, especially duchesses. She promised to comply with any demands I pleased, and I agreed to dine with her tomorrow, if I did not go to London too soon, as I believe I shall before dinner. Lady Oglethorpe brought me, and the Duchess of Hamilton, 20, together today in the drawing room, and I have given her some encouragement, but not much. Everybody has been teasing Walter. He told Lord Treasurer that he took his company from him that were to dine with him. My lord said, "I will send you Dr. Swift." Lord Keeper bid him take care what he did, for, said he, Dr. Swift is not only all our favorite, but our governor. The old company supped with Lord Treasurer, and got away by 12. London, 8. I believe I shall go no more to Windsor, for we expect the Queen will come in 10 days to Hampton Court. It was frost last night, and cruel cold today. I could not dine with the Duchess, for I left Windsor half an hour after one with Lord Treasurer, and we called at Kensington, where Mrs. Masham was got to see her children for 2 days. I dined, or rather supped, with Lord Treasurer, and stayed till after 10. Tisdall, 21, and his family are gone from hence, upon some wrangle with the family. Yesterday I had two letters brought me to Mr. Masham's, one from Ford, and t'other from our little MD, N. 221. I would not tell you till today, because I would not. I won't answer it till the next, because I have slipped 2 days by being at Windsor, which I must recover here. Well, sirs, I must go to sleep. The roads were as dry as at midsummer today. This letter shall go tomorrow. 9. Morning. It rains hard this morning. I suppose our fair weather is now at an end. I think I'll put on my waistcoat today. Shall I? Well, I will then, to please MD. I think of dining at home today upon a chop and a pot. The town continues yet very thin. Lord Stratford is gone to Holland, to tell them what we have done here toward a peace. We shall soon hear what the Dutch say, and how they take it. My humble service to Mrs. Walls, Mrs. Stoit, and Catherine. Morrow, dearest sirs, and farewell, and God Almighty bless MD, poor little dear MD, for so I mean, and presto too. I'll write to you again tonight, that is, I'll begin my next letter. Farewell, etc. This little bit belongs to MD. We must always write on the margin. 22. You are saucy rogues. Letter 32. London, October 9, 1711. I was forced to lie down at 12 today and mend my night's sleep. I slept till after 2, and then sent for a bit of mutton and pot of ale from the next cook's shop, and had no stomach. I went out at 4, and called to see Biddy Floyd, which I had not done these 3 months. She is something marked, but has recovered her complexion quite, and looks very well. Then I sat the evening with Mrs. Van Omry, and drank coffee, and ate an egg. I likewise took a new lodging today, not liking a ground floor, nor the ill smell, and other circumstances. I lodge, or shall lodge, by Leicester Fields, and pay 10 shillings a week. That won't hold out long, faith. I shall lie here, but one night more. It rained terribly till 1 o'clock today. I lie, for I shall lie here 2 nights, till Thursday, and then remove. Did I tell you, that my friend Mrs. Barton has a brother, one, drowned, that went on the expedition with Jack Hill? He was a lieutenant colonel, and a coxcomb, and she keeps her chamber in form, and the servants say she receives no messages. Answer MD's letter, presto, do you hear? No, says presto, I won't yet, I'm busy. You're a saucy rogue. Who talks? 10. It cost me 2 shillings in coach hire to dine in the city with a printer. I have sent, and caused to be sent 3 pamphlets out in a fortnight. I will ply the rogues warm, and whenever anything of theirs makes a noise, it shall have an answer. I have instructed an underspur letter to write so, that it is taken for mine. A rogue that writes a newspaper, called the Protestant Postboy, has reflected on me in one of his papers, but the secretary has taken him up, and he shall have a squeeze extraordinary. He says that an ambitious Tantivy, too, missing of his towering hopes of preferment in Ireland, is come over to vent his spleen on the late ministry, etc. I'll Tantivy him with a vengeance. I sat the evening at home, and am very busy, and can hardly find time to write, unless it were to MD. I am in furious haste. 11. I dined today with Lord Treasurer. Thursdays are now his days, when his choice company comes, but we are too much multiplied. George Granville sent his excuses upon being ill. I hear he apprehends the apoplexy, which would grieve me much. Lord Treasurer calls Prior nothing but Monsieur Baudrier, which was the feigned name of the Frenchman that writ his journey to Paris. 3. They pretend to suspect me, so I talk freely of it, and put them out of their play. Lord Treasurer calls me now Dr. Martin, because Martin, 4, is a sort of a swallow, and so is a swift. When he and I came last Monday from Windsor, we were reading all the signs on the road. 5. He is a pure trifler. Tell the Bishop of Clarso. I made him make 2 lines in verse for the Bell and Dragon, and they were rare bad ones. I suppose Dilly is with you by this time. What could his reason be of leaving London, and not owning it? 'Twas plague-eye silly. I believe his natural inconstancy made him weary. I think he is the king of inconstancy. I stayed with Lord Treasurer till 10. We had 5 lords and 3 commoners. Go to Omber, sirs. 12. Mrs. Van Omri has changed her lodging as well as one. She found as he had got with a bod, and removed. I dined with her today, for though she boards, her landlady does not dine with her. I am grown a mighty lover of herrings, but they are much smaller here than with you. In the afternoon I visited an old major general, and ate 6 oysters, then sat an hour with Mrs. College, 6, the joiner's daughter that was hanged. It was the joiner was hanged, and not his daughter, with Thompson's wife, a magistrate. There was the famous Mrs. Floyd of Chester, who, I think, is the handsomest woman, except M.D., that ever I saw. She told me that 20 people had sent her the verses upon Biddy, 7, as meant to her. And, indeed, in point of handsomeness, she deserves them much better. I will not go to Windsor tomorrow, and so I told the secretary today. I hate the thoughts of Saturday and Sunday suppers with Lord Treasurer. Jack Hill has come home from his unfortunate expedition, and is, I think, now at Windsor. I have not yet seen him. He is privately blamed by his own friends for want of conduct. He called a council of war, and there it was determined to come back. But they say a general should not do that, because the officers will always give their opinion for returning, since the blame will not lie upon them, but the general. I pity him heartily. Burnage received his commission today. 13. I dined today with Colonel Crow, 8, late governor of Barbados. He is a great acquaintance of your friend Stern, to whom I trusted the box. Lord Treasurer has refused Stern's business, and I doubt he is a rake. Jemmy Lee stays for him, and nobody knows where to find him. I am so busy now I have hardly time to spare to write to our little MD, but in a fortnight I hope it will be over. I am going now to be busy, etc. 14. I was going to dine with Dr. Cockburn, but Sir Andrew Fountain met me, and carried me to Mrs. Van's, where I drank the last bottle of Raymond's wine, admirable good, better than any I get among the ministry. I must pick up time to answer this letter of M.D.'s. I'll do it in a day or two for certain. I am glad I am not at Windsor, for it is very cold, and I won't have a fire till November. I am contriving how to stop up my grate with bricks. Patrick was drunk last night, but did not come to me, else I should have given him t'other cuff. I sat this evening with Mrs. Barton. It is the first day of her seeing company, but I made her merry enough, and we were 3 hours disputing upon Whig and Tory. She grieved for her brother only for form, and he was a sad dog. Is Stella well enough to go to church, pray? No numbings left? No darkness in your eyes? Do you walk and exercise? Your exercise is Omber. People are coming up to town. The Queen will be at Hampton Court in a week. Lady Betty Germain, I hear, is come. And Lord Pembroke is coming. His wife, 9, is as big with child as she can tumble. 15. I sat at home till 4 this afternoon today writing, and ate a roll and butter, then visited Will Congreve an hour or two, and supped with Lord Treasurer, who came from Windsor today, and brought Prior with him. The Queen has thanked Prior for his good service in France, and promised to make Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.